Broadcasting live from the Bank 59 studios at the ultimate crossroads of business and community, the Wisconsin State Fair. It's time for the Upswing on WTMJ. Here's Jeff Sherman.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, West Dallas. Our last show here out at the beautiful Wisconsin State Fair, live from the Bank 59 studios here at Wisconsin State Fair. Gates just open. Look at all these bubbles right across from the Cream Puff Pavilion. Children's Hospital set up. Oh, just a ton of people already walking the grounds. You know, officially the grounds open at 10, but people have been in here since about 9, which is a beautiful thing to see. Community, commerce, bars, restaurants. 93 years of Italian sausage coming to an end. And what's a WikiWools? That's today on our final day here at Wisconsin State Fair. You, of course, have all day today, all day tomorrow, and all day Sunday to get out here and enjoy everything at the Wisconsin State Fair. First up, a couple things. We like to call it two up. The bids for the airport renovation at MKE are in. This according to the Milwaukee Business Journal. Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport is a step closer to a potential new international terminal. Again, according to the Business Journal, Milwaukee County Department of Administrative Services has received 6 bids for the demolition of the existing Concourse E. And those bids, the closing request came, I think the last day was July 25th. The demo bids ranged from $1.93 million all the way up to $2.39 million. They came from companies in Wisconsin, in Illinois, and Minnesota. The construction bids for the new concourse range from $58.31 million all the way up to $64.33 million. All are under review. All of these come from Wisconsin-based companies, incidentally. And in 2018, I think this was former county executive Chris Abley, selected Alliance, a Minneapolis-based company, to lead the design efforts at the terminal. Design, in my humble opinion, especially I traveled a ton last weekend, design is the truly important element in all of these projects. Airports are, they're like mini cities. You have to have the right density. You have to have the right look and feel. Truly, Alliance, one of the top firms, did my research. They're in the top 25 in terms of their work in airports across the country. They've done work in Memphis. They've done work in Minneapolis and Louisville. So look forward to that project continuing to move forward. What else is in the business news? Well, it's Friday. We're always thinking about food out here at the fair. More burritos are on the way. Chipotle Mexican Grill has plans for its first location out in Pewaukee by the end of 2024. Again, according to the Milwaukee Business Journal, the company has leased 3,200 square feet at Meadow Grove Shopping Center, right there on Capitol Drive in Pewaukee. Let's see. The new location, obviously, like a lot of the Chipotles, is going to be drive-through only, according to a company representative. Similar other locations, they have planned to hire 30 people. So let's look forward to more job growth out there in Pewaukee from Chipotle. California-based Chipotle has locations in 28 Wisconsin communities, according to its website. Metro Milwaukee locations, of course, include Brookfield, Hales Corners, Menominee Falls, Milwaukee, and Wauwatosa, my hometown. Gotta love it. The funny thing, I don't know if it's funny, but if you follow Chipotle on social, they've kind of been battling this portion size issue all summer. And the CEO even addressed it recently, saying, first, there was never a directive to provide less to our customers. People on social media have been saying, the burritos are getting smaller. They're not putting as much ingredients in. But the CEO said, generous portion is a core brand equity at Chipotle. It always has been, and it always will. All right, keep an eye on your burrito size. They used to always say at Chipotle, as big as your head. I don't know. They're not quite as big as they used to be, but that's okay. My go-to is the chicken. $9.25, by the way. Another $2.70 to add guacamole. $2.70 for guacamole. I'm going to have to ask Chris Loeffler after the break if that's in line with what he's seeing with costs. All right. Chipotle expanding in the Milwaukee area. Quickly, also, refinance applications are surging a ton. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage was 6.73% last week, its lowest level since February. So that's according to Freddie Mac, jumping to a 23-year high in October when they sat at 7.79%. You're looking at mortgage numbers. Dave Spano from Annex Wealth Management will join us Monday. He's always on top of what's happening in and around the markets. Today at the fair, no special attendance deals, but still a bargain at only $18 at the gate. Lauren Daigle headlines with Andrew Rip. Daigle, little research I did, she was eliminated three times for American Idol before she became the big Christian star she is today. Persistence always pays off. The show's at On the Mile. All seating is reserved. Tickets are only $59, $64, and $69 for tonight. That includes admission to the fair. Quickly, the upswing coffee index. We always like to bring you coffee prices. I stopped at Colectivo this morning, 16-ounce via the app. Got me three loyalty points. Only set me back $3.18. Producer Jaslyn, back at the studio in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. They stopped at Grace Coffee on Water and Erie, $3.94 for a 12-ounce. Jazz, I got you beat on costs on coffee. This is The Upswing. We are live at the Bank 5-9 studio at Wisconsin State Fair. Welcome back to The Upswing. We're at the Bank 5-9 studio here at Wisconsin State Fair. I'm Jeff Sherman. Yesterday, I had the avocado chicken wrap, ranch wrap for lunch. It was really, really good. A big thank you to the good people at Lefs. We're grateful and thankful that they've been supplying all the wonderful hosts here with lunch. Lefs, Miller Lite Sports Bar and Grill, located right on Grandstand Avenue and 2nd Street. Live music each and every day at noon, 3:45 and 8:15. Matter of fact, Chris Loeffler joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Great, Jeff. Thanks for having me on The Upswing.
Of course. Your second year here at the State Fair. You got all the logistics down and figured it all out?
Yeah, there's always some kinks to work out every day, and I'm here to put out fires, and thankfully it's been pretty smooth this year. So
that's
it's been great.
All right. So for over 30 years, Lefs Lucky Town has been a staple in the village of Wauwatosa. Right, you're right there on 72nd and State, right?
Yep, actually October 1st will be our 30th year. So.
Oh, wow, 30 years. And then in 2008, you opened out in Lake Country, Revere's Well Street Tavern in Delafield. It's a
Correct.
Big stop for the Sherman household. My parents live out in Delafield. We love it.
Yep.
For some reason, the cheese curds taste a little better closer to the lake. I don't know why.
Yeah,
you have a different recipe out there?
No, actually, we have the same recipe at all three restaurants now.
Okay,
so.
All right. And then you expanded even further, 5 years ago when you turned a former firehouse in Menominee Falls into Hot House Tavern. And, of course, you're here at State Fair. So four locations under one umbrella. How's the Menominee Falls location doing for you?
Great, wonderful. We love it out there. Menominee Falls is a great community, and we're involved with the community. Village Park has expanded right behind us with a concert venue and a water or a play park for kids and a splash garden and pickleball, and it's just been fantastic. It's really great to be out there.
All right. You were also in the florist business for a while, too.
Yeah.
Like during... While you still own Lefs Lucky Town?
Correct, yeah. So okay. For a few years, we owned Locker's Florist right here in West Allis, and took it over. It, kind of an unfortunate situation, but the person who had owned it before had died, and they were a tenant of ours. And during the recession, it was to maintain a tenant in one of our buildings. We took it over, ran it, built the business up.
Okay.
Did well with it, and then sold it to one of our employees who has done very well with it, Kim Grobe. She does a fantastic job with it, and it's good for her and her family.
All right. Very good. I love the entrepreneurial spirit. So how do you balance kind of maintaining the unique identity of all your locations under one umbrella and then kind of look to grow and expand each one of them. How does that work each and every day? Just you have this master plan in your mind that you follow?
Yeah, a lot of times it's just coming up with different ideas and trying to keep things consistent between restaurants, but also create their own identity. I have terrific management, and I think that's really the key. And we have, you know, all the way down the line from our managers to our supervisors to our kitchen staff and management, handling things and really taking care of things, whether it's the logistics, the cleaning, to the promotions, to making sure things get rotated properly and really managing the business.
So what's been special out here at the fair in your second year? What's the best-selling food item and drink item for you?
There's two items that have really taken off this year. Food-wise, and that's the Buffalo Chicken Ragoons.
Okay.
And then we have the Spud Muffins, the beer and brat cheese, or brat and beer cheese Spud Muffins.
Oh, nice night. Were those in the Sporkies?
The Spud Muffin was in the Sporky competition, yes.
All right, yeah, they look great. I haven't tried them yet, but maybe I'll put that on my lunch menu for today.
Yeah, it's a little snack, so it's good.
All right, very good. So talk a little bit about just kind of the basic business structure out here in terms of the lease deal and the percentage. When you put that together, what does that look like?
So I own the building that we're in right here on Grandstand Avenue you talked about, but we lease the land from the state.
Okay.
Our state fair. And our lease consists strictly of the commission that we pay for through our sales during state fair or other events at the fair.
Okay.
And we do pay a guarantee up front to get you committed in, but we easily cover, we'll pay more commission than that guarantee will be at the end.
All right. One big economic engine out here at Wisconsin State Fair, Chris Leffler from Leff's Lucky Town and More joins us. I admire the local franchises in Greater Milwaukee, and Leff's and the owners and the groups have multiple places in different cities. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the market differences between Wauwatosa, Delafield, and Menominee Falls. Maybe what are some of those differences, but what are some of those similarities? This is The Upswing. We're presented by Horicon Bank. We're broadcasting live from the Bank 5-9 studio right here at Wisconsin State Fair. Welcome back to The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. We're live at the Bank 5-9 studio right here at beautiful Wisconsin State Fair. A little cooler today, but still, as I've said all week, it is always sunshine and smiles out here at the State Fair. We're talking with Chris Leffler. Chris and his team operate right here on the grounds at Leff's Miller Lite Sports Bar. Have three locations around the metro area. Chris, when it comes to pricing here at the State Fair in terms of beer and beverages and food, how do you set those prices? As we talked a little bit about in the first break about Chipotle and just the rising avocado and guac costs, how do you kind of mix that all up to make it work for the consumer?
Well, I mean, the cost of things, there's so many variables in the ingredients and raw materials that go into all the food product. And, you know, we do extensive spreadsheets. We have a program called Margin Edge. We put everything in it. Generates, you know, your food costs, and we have to consider commissions that we're paying to the fair and our labor, and set our prices accordingly, and try and provide a portion size that's appropriate for the fair, so people aren't getting full on our food; they can eat somewhere else as well.
That's good,
and keep the prices in line. As far as the beverages, the fair sets a minimum on alcoholic beverages, and we can determine our price beyond that. And you know, we get together with the family out here, as I call it, at the fair, other vendors, and really set our prices together so that we're all in line. We're not necessarily competing against each other as much as we are working together and getting people to the fair.
Yeah, there's a lot of collaboration. There's really a creativity in the collaboration here. Sure, everyone is trying to sell as much as they can, but you want people to stay for a long time and spend money. It's funny, I've been asking people, do you have a budget when you come to the state fair? And everyone pauses and said, huh? No, we just come and we eat as much as we can.
Yeah.
That's okay. I like it. So in terms of your three restaurants around the area, you're in Wauwatosa, you're in Delafield, you're in Menominee Falls. Are there specific market differences and similarities in those three markets for you?
You know, I think they're probably a lot more similar than you think. You know, Delafield being in Lake Country, and then with our Revere's and Hot House being in Waukesha County and Wauwatosa. But really, I mean, what attracted me to all of these locations is these suburban downtown areas. You know, I love Milwaukee. I love southeastern Wisconsin, but I love these communities. And to be in the heart of the downtown or village of these communities is really what makes it attractive to me. And then we have, you know, outdoor dining in those villages and banquet facilities. And it's our niche.
Yeah. What I've always appreciated about your business is you've really done a great job of integrating yourself into the community. And that's truly important.
Yeah. My philosophy has always been, and, you know, no offense to those in the radio network, but, you know, if we advertise on TMJ to Racine and Port Washington, that's not really where we're going with things. But if we can market ourselves in the community within 1 mile, 5 miles, and 10 miles of the restaurants, that's where we want to be. So being involved with the community is a win for everybody to help out and promote our business as well.
Very good. And how have you had any challenges with hiring in the last 6 months or so? Has that gotten easier or harder?
Since the pandemic, you know, that was a real problem for sometime, you know, 2020, 2021. I would say since about this time, so August or September 2021, I finally felt like as the business owner or our business had upper hand on the employees and we weren't at their whim anymore. So since then, it's been good. It's been terrific.
All right. So what is next for you at Lefs? You got 3 locations, including a 4th here at State Fair. Are you looking at other markets or?
We have our eyes open, but I mean, I think that 30 years at Lefs, I turned 55 this year. My youngest daughter's off to school, and maybe it's time to cut back.
Oh, all right. All right. I like that. Moving, you know, slowly or quickly into the future, whatever that
is. And I really do enjoy being out here at the fair and to spend more time here, even not during the fair time. Build this business is fantastic. So
the origin story for Lefs, you said you're looking at 30 years, and we only have about 15, 20 seconds here, but what inspired you to open Lefs? Lucky Town in Tulsa.
You know, well, it was moving on from one job to another and an opportunity that came that I didn't want to pursue. And just being with friends from Wauwatosa that you all know, and you'll enjoy this, but I just remember watching a friend of ours, Tony Smith, play against Michael Jordan in the playoffs on a small TV. I was like, we can do better than this.
I love it. Lefs Lucky Town, Chris Loeffler. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are broadcasting live at the Bank 5-9 studio right here at the beautiful Wisconsin State Fair. Sunshine and smiles. A lot of people waving as they're walking past. I love it. I love it. So 93 years at the Wisconsin State Fair for Millie's Italian Sausage. Mike Millie joins us this morning on The Upswing. Mike, thanks for taking time out of your day. I know it's a busy... It's a busy time for you to spend a little time with us. I truly appreciate it. So Millie's Italian Sausage was founded by Mike's grandparents in 1932. 3 generations working out here at the fair. Congratulations on your wonderful fair run. You've fed a lot of people, Mike.
We have, Jeff, and thank you. 1932, my grandparents came up with the recipe.
Okay.
We've never made the sausage, but we've had the recipe and have had sausage makers make it.
Okay.
And we've been doing it ever since. 5 generations have been doing it. Like you mentioned, we have 3 of the generations working this fair.
Okay.
So it's, it's a bittersweet kind of ending to a long run, but...
Yeah. So what does the legacy mean to you and your family? I mean, just kind of go back. You said, hey, your grandparents came up with a recipe, but what is that? I mean, that's a long time and just many generations. What does it mean to you?
It means, quality for 93 years, each generation doing it a little bit their way, although, you know, the product has always been the same.
Mm.
And it just the 5 generations of of being proud of what we do and making our grandparents and our parents proud of what we've done.
Do you remember your grandparents?
Very well.
Yeah. And so do you recall kind of the concepting behind the product? I mean, you were probably pretty young, yeah. But just, you know, from the stories you've heard through the years.
That's a good question. I don't remember a lot.
Okay.
Being young, you know, when I just remember them going from festival to festival and how they cooked the product, mm-hmm. at that time, going way back.
Yeah.
It was, at that time, they used the traditional horizontal grill.
Okay.
And then as they did different events, state fair, one that became changed. My father came up with the vertical grill that we use now, which right. a lot of people enjoy looking at. And the reason for that is, with the horizontal grill, with the drippings of the sausage, you get it on the charcoal, it flares up and you get a lot of smoke.
Yeah.
And so other vendors in the area were complaining to them that hey, you're smoking us out here. What's going on?
So the smells are creating additional sales. Hey, that's not a bad thing.
Exactly. They didn't look at it that way. So he designed this when he was working at A.O. Smith back in the 30s. The vertical grill, where you don't have the drippings hitting the charcoal at all, and so you have a lot less smoke.
Okay, all right, that's cool. That innovation behind the vertical grill, that kind of a truly an iconic part of Wisconsin State Fair for sure. So after 93 years, you are passing the business on. You've sold the business. When we come back, I want to talk through, you know, what the sale process, what that thought process looks for you. You can talk a little bit about what's next, what the transition will look like. Is the name staying the same? We need to know all this because when we come to the State Fair, Mike, Millie's Italian Sausage, it's a part of our day. And it's been a part of Wisconsin for so long. So this is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. We're broadcasting live at the Bank 5-9 Studios right here at beautiful Wisconsin State Fair. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. I was walking over to the studio this morning through the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds and bumped into John Greenberg, the president of the Milwaukee Air Mills. And he said, hey, who's on the show today? I walked through. I said, hey, I'm Chris Loeffler, Mike Milley. He said, oh, Mike, tell him I've had 3 Italian sausages already in our time, and they've all been amazing. That is the content. That is the community. That is the commerce that Wisconsin State Fair is all about. Mike Milley joins us. So, Mike, can you even estimate how many Italian sausages you've sold in your years out here at State Fair?
Well, if you're talking about 93, no. But
no?
I remember my parents talking about when it really, going back, my grandparents, those first fairs, you know, they would sell maybe 200, maybe 300 pounds of sausage during the fair.
Okay.
This year, it looks like we'll probably be going just under 6,000 pounds.
6,000 pounds, okay.
But usually...
What does that translate to total number of sausages? You know?
5 times 6.
Five, okay, all right. So, wow, that's okay.
30. If it gets to 6,000, it'll be right around that.
Okay, all right.
5 to 30,000 sausages.
That's a lot of sausage. I love it. So what has changed the most in your time out here at State Fair? And kind of what's remained the same? And do you have a favorite year out here at the fair?
Well, the biggest change is obviously in the beginning. A lot of vendors were working under tents, wooden structures that a strong wind would probably knock them over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the beautiful buildings that everyone's putting up, I think that's probably the big change. But the basic part of it, you know, everything's pretty much the same with the agriculture and, mm-hmm. and that part of it.
Yeah.
So that hasn't really changed. But
okay.
I would say just the structures basically.
So what can we expect? And, you know, you're coming to an end. You've sold the business. You've sold the brand. What does that look like moving forward? Can you tell us anything about the buyer, what the transition will look like? Is the name staying the same? let us know that, hey, is the sausage staying the same and what's next for the business?
Okay. Millie's Italian Sausage will be here at the fair. The tradition's going to continue.
Okay.
We wanted to make sure that the buyer would keep the Millie's product. He wants to obviously keep the Millie name.
Okay.
We'll have the recipe, so the sausage, everything's going to be done. We've gone through with him as far as where and where we get our bread and everything. He's very good friends with the baker that we use, Short-Tales okay. Bakery. So nothing's going to change.
Okay.
It's going to that product will be the same, and he's very excited about taking over. He may add a couple of items to the menu where we've always had just strictly Italian sausage.
Okay.
But otherwise, don't worry, it's going to still be out there.
Okay, it sounds like you're still kind of finalizing the deal and you're not going to say, hey, who is the new buyer of the company? But it's good to know that things are going to stay the same and the tradition will continue, because I'm sure it was a hard thought process for you and your family, right?
It was. And the new buyer is a Milwaukee.
Okay.
Native.
Nice.
Very familiar with the Wisconsin State Fair. Also has done other festivals. Spends a lot of time down at the Summerfest grounds and does a lot there. So he's very well tuned into this kind of operation.
All right. Very good. We'll keep you updated, and I'm sure you'll hear more on the buyer. But it's good to know straight from Mike Millie that Millie's Italian Sausage, the everything you know and love about the vertical grills, the juices flowing, will stay the same, and the tradition will continue out here at the State Fair. So, Mike, if you could talk to your grandparents today, what would you tell them?
Well, I would ask the same. You know, I'm hoping that they would be proud of us kids,
mm-hmm.
grandkids, that we carried on the tradition the way they were hoping that it would. I like to think that they'd be a little surprised as far as how far we've taken it.
Yeah.
Maybe even how long we've been. I know, I think they would be pleased with what's happened from my parents right through right to the grandkids.
Very good. All right. That's what it's all about. Business in Wisconsin, family and tradition, especially out here at the Wisconsin State Fair. We're broadcasting live from the Bank 5-9 studio at Wisconsin State Fair. This is The Upswing, and I'm Jeff Sherman. 'Cause I can't love you more than my hometown. Welcome back to The Upswing. We're broadcasting live from the Bank 5-9 studios here at the beautiful Wisconsin State Fair. Children's Hospital set up right across the way here. Bubbles all over the place. It's just festive and people smiling and waving as they're coming past. I love it. The great thing about State Fair, and I've talked about this all week, is just the shopping experience, the commerce, just the connections that happen out here are truly beautiful. You can shop from everything from fashion to home decor to recreation. There are 350 different unique shopping experiences all around State Fair. Yesterday, we had a national vendor on selling one of those brooms. I love the hawking and selling that goes on in the Expo Center. It's really great. Today, we're going all local. In the Central Marketplace, Lori Domzel and her family own WikiWares. He also owns Zins on the Square in East Troy, Wisconsin, as well as Wisconsin WikiWools and more in Greendale. She's the chief mittens maker. That's how it all started, right, Lori?
It did. My sister-in-law and I started the business, started making wool mittens sitting in a cold hockey rink. And so now those kids are older. Now my grandchildren play, and we expanded and gone into shirts and all kinds of fun things.
Those entrepreneurial light bulbs when they go off. You always wonder how that happens. For you, you were sitting at a hockey game for your kids. And you're like, I need to make mittens.
Yes. So
what were you doing at the time before you started the business?
I was working as a gift shop operator. I ran a hospital gift shop.
Okay. So you had the retail background.
And I've always been creative and always wanted that own your own business.
Okay. And had you had like a mitten concept in your mind for a long time? Or was it cold? I'm going to make mittens.
We're going to figure this out. My sister-in-law drafted a pattern and we made the mittens and it took off and we've done that for a long time. But we've hung up the mittens, and we're okay. dropping the wools, and it's now Wiki Wears.
Wiki Wears. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it got you your start.
It did.
And it got
definitely.
You to where you are today with two retail locations, and obviously out here at the State Fair. How many years have you been at the fair?
This is our seventh year at the fair. We started off in the Expo building, and now we have a triple booth in the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater area.
Okay, yeah, right across from the stage. Yep. It's really convenient and easy to get to for sure. So you said, as we were talking yesterday, that Wednesday was your best day ever at the fair. I mean, Wednesday was an absolutely gorgeous, perfect weather day here at the fair.
Yes, it was great. So for us, a great day is anywhere between $2,000 to $3,000 worth of sales.
Okay. Nice.
But everybody's enough is different
in
this business. Okay. So, you know, we work really hard, push out a lot of shirts and koozies and onesies for that. But for us, that's a really good benchmark to have for a daily sales.
I like it. There it is. That's what the money in commerce is all about here at the State Fair. Local businesses or not, you're driving a lot of revenue, and that's really cool to see. So what are some of your best sellers? And how is it a family effort to come up with the sayings on the t-shirts that you sell?
It's a family affair. We have my brother in Kentucky's always sending ideas. My children, we have two boys, they're always sending ideas. And yeah, a lot of the themed koozies we have are definitely family.
Okay,
ideas.
So what are some of the best sellers saw?
We have cheese curd onesies, which are really, really popular. And this year we were able to have some that say cream puff on them.
All right, nice.
So those are selling really well. We are in Wisconsin. We do love our old fashioned, so our Call Me Old Fashioned shirt is a really big seller.
All right, that is Wisconsin 100%. Call Me Old Fashioned, I love it. Wiki Wears right at the Central Marketplace. Lori Domsel joins us. Lori, so what's next for you and your business? I know you do some work with youth sports groups, too. That's a good kind of business extension for you.
It is. We have six grandchildren, like I said, and they play hockey, lacrosse, and one cheers. So we try to always, you know, give back to their organizations. So I am oftentimes hired to do their spirit wear. Small numbers. I'm not competing with any big companies, but we do a lot of small things, coach gifts, team gifts, and things like that.
Okay, very good. So what's for lunch today? Do you have like your favorite fair place that you're going to a different place each and every day?
We pop to a lot of them. We've been loving the island noodles and the Pops Paradise, the parfait. With the slaw on the top. It's outstanding.
All right. That's great. What a perfect way to end the Upswing's final day here at the fair. Talking to all local vendors. Get out here, spend some money, enjoy some time. You got all day today, you got all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. We're broadcasting live from the Bank 5-9 studios here at Wisconsin State Fair for the final time this year. I'll be out here tomorrow, though, volunteering at the milk barn for the Wisconsin State Fair Foundation, selling milk only a dollar.